truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
Hey, that's what we're doing up here in North Dakota, is country boys and country gals. Bringing it all to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network, live every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. For me, here in Central Time, 3 to 5 p.m. Central Time. So we're together for 2 hours. Wherever you may be, and you're invited to call in and participate in the Trump Phenomenon radio show. I'm your host, James Kelso, and the number to call in if you want to participate. And today you'll have a chance to participate better than some Sundays, because we don't have any two-hour Donald Trump broadcast to give you, sorry to say. I wish we did, but as so far right now, I don't know of any great Trump event that's occurred since we last met up here in the Trump Clubhouse, and I'll always bring that to you. Put Trump first. There are a couple good Trump interviews. I might get some segments from that, but that gives you a chance to talk at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And if George Soros is paying you a salary, I'd rather you not call in. But if you do call in, I'll identify you pretty quickly. And and I'll make a monkey out of you. So go ahead, you George Soros activists out there. And folks, this is happening. George Soros is paying thousands of people to do thousands of different this is a communist organization that Soros is running. It's a Saul Alinsky communist. The Democratic Party is now a communist operation, and that'll be the theme of today's show. The fact that the Democrat Party is in fact now the Communist Party, USA. They don't need a Communist Party, USA anymore. They've got one in Nancy Pelosi, Chucky Schumer, and Joe Biden, and Camel Nose Harris. So that'll be one of the things we talk about today. But part of that operation is people who call in talk shows, and there's a pattern. Here's how I recognize these people. They'll call in and make some kind of a head fake that they are Trump supporters, or they're Republicans, or something, some kind of a head fake to first fool you into thinking they're on your side. Then, as soon as they do that, there's a big but. But you can find this in their conversation, but, and then they start launching into something important about the Trump movement that they find offensive, or that they they'll say something bad about Donald Trump or about a key element of his movement, our movement. And what they're doing, of course, is they're trying to cause damage to our cause. And these are professional people. They know what they're doing. They're like the people in the FBI who run PSYOPs. And, there's a whole cadre of such people all over the country. Now, we on the right, we don't have any such thing. We don't have any cadre of trained anti-communists who try to disrupt communist activities. We don't even dream of doing such a thing. Our psychology is utterly alien to that. We didn't even think such thoughts, but it's baked in the cake with the communists. This is what they do. They seek power, and they seek to subvert those they wish to destroy, which is you. Yeah, that's you. They've been working to destroy you your whole life. From before the time you were born, before you were a gleam in your daddy's eye, they were dreaming of destroying you as a patriotic American or a patriotic family in a patriotic community. They want to destroy all of these things. They want to destroy patriotic America. So anyway, that'll be our theme today. And Donald Trump did not fail to deliver this week. He will be our lodestar guide in talking about this in today's show. But anyway, if you want to call in, a George Soros operative or otherwise, and the rest of you, of course, are welcome to call in, 512-248-8252. And today is August 1st, 2021. My, how time flies. We're almost at the one-year point of the Biden catastrophe, and we're almost at the point of 1 year out from the absolutely critical 2022 Senate and congressional elections. And Donald Trump, of course, is laser beam focused on that. What day is it actually? What day in November is it? Is it the first Tuesday in November? I don't know what day of the week that'll be, and I don't know what day. Well, Tuesday will be Tuesday, but numeric day in November will it be? Somebody who knows, call in, let us know. Anyway, so that gives us a starting point for today's show. Let me get my chat board up here so I can see whether who you are and when you call in, and I'll put you on the air. So with that said, let us commence here. Well, I've got a few things up on my screen surrounding me. You'll hear my voice kind of come closer to the microphone for that more intimate feeling, or a little further away as I don't have a sound man with professional microphones on gimbals that he can slide in and out to pick up my voice absolutely accurately and so on. So I like that. I like that extemporaneous aspect to the kind of patriot radio we've been doing for years. I've been doing it as you get old. I actually have been doing this for, let me just think about it for a second. I think I can say, yes, decades. I've been doing it for two decades. So I can now say not for years, but for decades I've been doing this. I guess the next stop on that train track is centuries. So anyway, so we'll shoot for three decades. How about that? I've got some headlines lined up here that are very encouraging to us patriots. And I'm going to start, though. Let's start where we should, with Donald John Trump. Let's let him be our guiding star here as I put material out there. I know you out there, you expect that of me. You want to find out from Kelso, hey, what did Trump do this week? You know, I've been busy at work trying to get ready for the Joe Biden inflation. By the way, you know, on this show, some of you may remember some months ago, I said I'd like to get the term out there, Bidenflation. And it's out there. Now, I don't know whether we started it on this show, but I didn't hear it from anybody else before we used it. I said, I hope the term Bidenflation can be promulgated. And maybe we're starting it right here on this show. Well, it's out there now. Bidenflation, spelled Bidenflation, Bidenflation. So well done on that. Whoever, somebody, you know, it may have originated with a show. We may never know. Let's go to the president himself. And what he's doing now, if you want to read along, DonaldJTrump.com. That's his central website now. Of course, he's been censored from all the social media and YouTube and everything else. So this is communism, folks. And listen to the president telling you that very thing in a few moments here. I'll be reading you the messages he puts out at DonaldJTrump.com. And what I want you to notice is the recurring theme in Donald Trump's communications. He doesn't say, you notice when he doesn't say news media. He never says that. He'll never say the news media. He'll say the fake news media. And he's kind of adopted a new term this week, the false news media, because it's not just fake. It's false. They're lying. These people are just professional liars. That's what news people are. They're professional liars. And there are few exceptions, you know, on the few patriot outlets that we have. We got to fix that. We got to grow our numbers, and we are doing that. That'll be part of our theme. So anyway, he doesn't use the word Democrat anymore all by itself. Well, he does, but he puts along with the word Democrat the communist Democrats over and over again. The communist Democrats. Now this is, as the president would say, huge. It is huge. Because no president, no major national figure has ever said this before. No president has had the brass. Some of you remember the terms I normally use to describe bravery. I don't use brass. I use another word that starts with B and has the letters A, L, L, and S in it. You have to figure out what that word is. No other national leader akin to Donald Trump has ever had the brass to call them the communist Democrats, but that's exactly what they are. And that's an even probably a better term than the one I've used on this show for years, the demon rats. The demon rats. I don't know, the demon rats. It's a fun word for us to use, but it doesn't communicate as much as Donald Trump's term, the communist Democrats. And you, I'll predict it here now, but very confidently so, he will be using that phrase, communist Democrats, all the way up through the 2022 crucial elections and all the way out to 2024 when he runs for president and beats either communist Joe Biden or communist Camel Nose Harris. All right, so let's go to the president's. We're now at DonaldJTrump.com in case you want to read along and follow the bouncing ball. All right, let me see here. He says, I'm going to see if I can't find. All right. Well, I'm going to go kind of chronologically here backwards. This is a statement he made this weekend. Voters in the great state of Wyoming want clear majority winners in elections. And the only mechanism that accomplishes majority winners, victors, is a runoff election, pitting the top two candidates against each other. Conservative Republicans in the Wyoming state legislature, like Senator Bo Biteman and Representative Chip Neiman, led this effort. Unfortunately, and sadly, for Wyoming voters, Rhino state legislators stood in the way, defeating the runoff election bills. So these people, I use such colorful language. What would you think, for those of you who have listened to this show for years, what would the term of art be that I would normally use to describe these rhinos? Would it be something that abbreviates with three letters, B, S, and O, if not in that order? Would that be the abbreviation I use for these people? Yes, it would be. And I like to use the whole phrase. But again, I don't know. For whatever reason, today I'm just kind of holding my tongue, at least at the start of the show. But yes, that's what those people are. They're BSOs or OSBs, or is it that other string of those three letters? Well, those are what the rhinos are. They are, and they know what the patriots in Wyoming is. They have sought, okay, goal, defeat Liz Cheney. Get her the hell out of Congress. Okay, to do that, they have to get a runoff opponent against her who will beat her. Now, standing in the way of that, you have a number of people filing for the primary. Doing what? Dividing the vote, splitting the vote. This is what Liz Cheney wants. If she can get a plurality of the votes, I think any of you out there in Wyoming, correct me if I misunderstand Wyoming law. So, you know, if a bazillion patriots run against Cheney, they defeat each other. So what Republicans in Wyoming need to do, and this applies, we're not just talking Wyoming here. Listen up if you're in some other state, and almost all of you are, because Wyoming is like North Dakota, one of the least populous states in America. In fact, is Wyoming the least populous? It is. North Dakota is, I think, in second place, maybe third place. But that doesn't mean we don't count. Anyway, what all of us need to do, wherever we are, we need to line up 2022 primaries in which all of the rhinos are primaried, every last damn one of them are primaried. That's a verb you want to learn, to primary somebody. That means that, and that's the most feared, dirtiest word that a rhino can hear, the word primary. We're going to primary you, buddy. And you need to be telling that to your local rhinos. You're going to get primary, Jack. But to successfully primary, you need to agree among yourselves, get an understanding going, who's the strongest candidate we've got, the best candidate, the most true to our movement candidate, who can win. Let's get that one against, you know, Mitt Romney or Liz Cheney or Ben Sasse or whoever the rhino may be, Mitch McConnell. So, but don't divide it up among 20, 10, 5, 3 people. Don't let the rhino get a plurality of the votes and then go on to the general election and then win. See, if Liz Cheney gets a plurality of votes in Wyoming and then goes on to the general election, even though Wyoming Republicans hate her guts, she may be the least popular person in the state of Wyoming. She'll win because a Democrat can't win in Wyoming. So if a dog were on the ballot opposing her, well, no, that's not. If a dog were the Republican candidate in Wyoming, the dog would win. And of course, Liz Cheney is a dog and she would win. So you got to beat her in the primary. Okay, so let's go on. Let me read more. Unfortunately and sadly, the Wyoming voters, four Wyoming voters, rhino state legislators stood in the way, defeating the runoff election bills. The easiest way, now, by the way, this shows the detail of the president's knowledge about what's going on in all of our states. I don't know anybody who's got knowledge like this. One guy, Dick Morris, seems to have the same kind of mind and attention to detail. But the president is on top of it in every state. The easiest way to defeat, he continues, deplorable Liz Cheney, his words, is by having only one, all caps, one conservative candidate run and, all caps, win. Wyoming patriots will no longer stand for Nancy Pelosi and her new lapdog rhino, Liz Cheney. Hear, hear, Mr. President. That is so eloquent, so well stated. What a writer Donald Trump is. All right, let's go to his next message. On the same day, and by the way, he's putting out sometimes more than a dozen or a dozen maybe messages every day on his good days. Or on his prolific writing days. He writes on July 30th, the rhinos in the Senate are delivering a big win by caving to the radical Democrats on infrastructure. Once they pass this bill out of the Senate, it will sit in the House until they get steamrolled by the biggest government expansion in a generation. Tax increases on everyone. Government-run health care, more government-run schools, amnesty for illegal immigrants, masks. And he puts masks, by the way, I like that, in all caps, giving it oomph. He's saying this matters to me. The damn masks, he capitalizes them. He's against it. And many more terrible socialist programs. Nancy Pelosi has said no infrastructure until they get everything else. Infrastructure is just a carrot for a massive socialist expansion. Why? And he puts carrot in ironic quotes because it's no carrot to people like you and me. There's no carrot. There's nothing attractive about an infrastructure bill of $1 trillion. But to some rhino type Republicans like Mitt Romney and Ben Sasse and Susan Collins and Liz Cheney, that all those hundreds of millions for infrastructure is very attractive to them. She goes, why are rhinos so desperate to push bad radical leftist policies and at the same time give a big win to the Democrats? They will be forced to give up some of the incredible tax cuts gotten during the Trump administration, one of its many hallmarks. This is bad legislation and politically irresponsible. The Democrats will use it to show they can get anything they want from the Republicans. In other words, and the president will say it a little later, weak, weak. People don't like weak people. And people like Romney and Sasse and Collins and Cheney, weak, wimpy, pathetic. And of course, worse than weak, because some of them actually are actually Democrats. Posing, their Halloween costume is they're a Republican. They never were. This is new for Republicans and patriots across the country to realize this, that you've had Democrats in your party for a long time. People like John McCain. Okay, next message from the president. He says, the president says to all of us, go take a look at this story. And he refers us to a story over at Newsmax. Newsmax crushes, this is the president asking us to look at this article, so that's why I am. I'm reading the article now. Newsmax crushes Fox in key ratings during Trump rally. Remember last week, we covered the Turning Point USA rally in Phoenix, Arizona, at which Donald Trump spoke so eloquently for over an hour and a half. And we listened to it right here on this show, live. Well, not live. We listened to it the next day. It was a Saturday that the president appeared. We listened to it on Sunday. Newsmax's live coverage of former President Donald Trump's Phoenix rally Saturday was a solid ratings smash, beating every other major cable news network in America. Newsmax was number one. Now, this is great news. This is something to cheer you with here. Newsmax is a Patriot network. And, of course, all of us, with all of our different Patriot channels, we have to support each other. We have to hang together or hang separately. So we want to hang together. And so whatever it is, if it's not your favorite, whatever it's OAN or Newsmax or the Republic Broadcasting Network or any other, InfoWars, any other thing, we've got to stick up for each other. Don't be bad-mouthing anything that is even is more or less patriotic. Or is patriotic and has a few warts in your mind. Just forget about the warts. We got to stick together. And remember, the president has pointed this out to all of us all over and over again. The Democrats have a strength we don't have. They stick together. They stick together. Another advantage they have is they fight dirty. So we don't have that option, do we? Fighting dirty. So at least let's use the option we do have, which is sticking together. Newsmax was number one, winning in all demos, meaning on all demographics, all age groups and gender, and easily walloping Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, Fox Business Network, and CNBC in the 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern time slot. Now, and by the way, They didn't just win Newsmax. They clobbered. Now these numbers are arcane and don't mean much to those of us who are not Nielsen aficionados, but just realize they are ratios here. Newsmax got a rating of 1.31, a Nielsen rating of 1.31. That translates into certain millions of households. Not 1.31, by the way. Fox got second place with 1.02. So Newsmax was 30% bigger than Fox. And remember, Fox is the top cable network in the country. Entirely because of Donald Trump. That only became true when Fox started covering Donald Trump more fairly than the other networks, which have shrunk miserably. CNN limped in with a pathetic 0.49, less than half of Fox, and only a third of Newsmax, and a even more pathetic 0.22 in total viewership. Put another way, during Trump's rally speech, Newsmax had 45% more viewers than Fox News in households that get both networks on their home cable systems. Now, here's another interesting fact that this audience will be interested in. How big is Newsmax? Do you watch Newsmax? Do you have Newsmax on your cable or whatever your computer connection is? Here's an answer. Newsmax is carried in about 25 million fewer cable homes than Fox. Now, that's something we can fix, and we need to fix that right away. But even though they're carried in fewer homes, which should mean lower scores, they are, in fact, outscoring Fox. So, but we'll fix that in short order. Let's see. Okay, we'll leave out more detail here. But that's the continuing good story, that there's this huge movement. We talk about it a lot on this show. The Trump movement is huge. The 75 million of us that voted for Donald Trump, and many more, that's all that the demon rat vote counters have admitted. But, and of course, 75 million of us, we all know people who support Trump who didn't get to the polls. So there are many, there are 100 million more Trump supporters, avid Trump supporters out there. And we're sticking together. Can't fight dirty, but we can stick together. And we can beat the hell out of our opponents, even without fighting dirty. We can beat them to a pulp, metaphorically speaking. Beat their sorry asses. That's exactly what we have to do, or we lose America. Now, the president's been talking this way. He's been talking about this. He's aware of it, very aware of it, that the future of our country, the future of the freedom for your children, their grandchildren, is permanently at stake. All the chips are on the table. We're all in on this. These next two hands that we're going to play, 2022 and 2024, we got two hands left in this Texas Hold'em that we're all in. Got a caller coming in here, David in San Francisco. I'm going to surprise David and go right to him without even continuing my endless monologue. David, are you there?
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, I heard you talking about Newsmax and Fox. I don't know if you're familiar with there's this famous lawsuit against Fox. It's even before 9/11. Some of the Fox News reporters down in Florida had done a study on the dairy industry and whether or not they had been feeding the cows, hormones and different things and making it dangerous for babies. And so the dairy industry contacted Fox News and said, shut these people down. We don't want this story coming out. And so Fox fired the two reporters, and then they sued Fox for wrongful firing. And Fox claimed that they had the right to tell whatever truth they wanted because they were discount news. And since
now,
they were
question,
the...
David, hang on. I'm not trying to interrupt you. When was this?
It was before the year 2000, so I'm going to say 97,
okay,
98.
Now, hang on, David. I'm going to put this in the category, not to be disrespectful. I'm going to put this in the category of ancient news. And stay there, because I want to talk with you, hopefully, about something else. It's not ancient news right after this break. Stay with me, David.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling.
Donald Trump's doing it for you. Donald Trump's carrying your banner, Merle. Let's rebuild America first. Okay, we're talking with David in San Francisco here on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso. And David, you're talking about something that occurred before the year 2000 involving...
Well, it's still true, though.
Yeah, I understand, but we're in a life-or-death situation right now. You and I and the rest of us, we are over the side. Our ship's going down. We're in the water. You and I were sitting in the water here. We're treading water. Those things circling us, those triangular things circling us, those are shark fins. So we got to think, you know, it might be interesting.
Well, that's a little hyperbole, don't you think?
No, it isn't. It's actually...
Well, united you stand, divided you fall, right?
I'm a surfer. I'd rather be in the water with shark fins around me than in the situation my country is in right now. I think I could do better with shark fins in the water. I have, as a surfer, than the chances that America is over, that we will not be able to...
Well, I'm not giving up the ship.
I'm not giving up. What is the motto of the Army Rangers? Rangers never quit.
America shouldn't give up the ship.
We don't have the option of quitting. If we're down to our last two people with our backs to the wall and the communists everywhere, we still have to fight.
It's not communists. Let me just get back to my point.
Okay.
Fox News is discount news. They're discount news. They're the cheapest brand news accurate.
You're doing a distraction. David, you're doing a distraction.
It's what I called about.
I'm hearing George Soros here, okay?
No, you're hearing
this
David.
This is a distraction. Okay, what are you trying to do? You're trying to badmouth Fox News, right?
I'm telling you that Fox's defense for firing these people was that they were discount news and they didn't have to be believed because they were the cheapest news in town.
David, okay, look, I'm not going to waste a lot of airtime on something that has nothing to do with anything, okay?
If you own a TV station, discount news is what the biggest amount of radio stations take.
Let's debate. Yes, you and I debate. Let's go into fine detail on the Lincoln-Douglas debates, okay? No, we're in the water. There's sharks around us. We have to talk about right now.
Don't give up the ship here, James.
I'm not giving up the ship, but I'm asking you to please don't get involved. Get out of the underbrush here.
Newsmax is the same way. Newsmax is cheap news. It makes
up stuff because they want to grab people's attention. Here we go. Another Scottish sourpuss like me, okay? It's very easy for us Scotsmen to fight with each other. And this is bad, and that's bad, and this is bad, and that's no good. Okay, David, I'm going to ask you a different question. Who in the patriot world do you think, better than anybody else, is getting it right?
Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader?
Of course.
Okay.
He saved your life 10 times today.
Okay, David.
You're working with a microphone, right?
For George Soros, I love you. I remember talking
you're
to you.
You're working with a microphone,
show.
Right?
No.
You're
okay.
working in
no.
a radio studio, right?
David, waste
Ralph
your time.
Nader did more
David,
to save your life
David,
today.
I love you. I love you if you're actually a patriot. We'll talk to you again in the future. Let us know what Ralph Nader's up to. I'm not interested. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Holy cow. Ralph Nader. Okay, you heard the question, folks. Who's getting it right better than any other patriot in the country today? Ralph Nader. Okay, David, I don't know. I don't know what you're smoking. All right, now, let's go to another caller here. This is an interesting name. Dr. Bambi, the Soros Slayer. Dr. Bambi, are you there?
Bambi Buckwild is my last name. You may have heard my voice before.
You are Dr. Bambi. Yeah. Now, you know, that last call I dealt with there, this is a problem. You know, you do radio Dr. Kelly, and you get these callers who what they do is they tie you up. You know, every talk show host has had this phenomenon. Somebody that wants to talk with you and debate for an hour on the air, and then at the end of it, as a radio host, you realize, hey, I just goofed. I screwed up. I just let that guy talk, run the audience in circles, discourage them, and confuse them for half an hour. I should have had the brains to just say, thanks a lot, goodbye. As soon as you realize that this person is just, you know, just throwing sand in the eyes of the audience.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that that's actually a San Francisco native caller or even a San Francisco caller, because even at RBN, we tend to attract those types of trolls.
Well, no, but it's worse than that, though, because we know that George Soros has actually got an army of thousands of people who are paid big bucks, more than any patriot radio host gets. I can tell you how much I get, folks. Zero, okay? And that's standard for a patriot radio host. These people are paid thousands of dollars to just call up shows, write letters, spread lies, cause disunity. And one of the tricks they use, this is what was going on at the January 6th so-called riot. This is what was going on with that Michigan that Detroit, Michigan, so-called kidnap plot against Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, it is now admitted, this isn't Kelso asserting it, it is admitted by the FBI that the majority of people involved in that so-called plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer were FBI agents. And it is an admitted fact by the FBI that those same FBI agents, after they finished with their phony setup in Michigan, which caused major headlines, picked up immediately by the news media, plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer by the terrorist white supremacists who are all over the country, and we must, oh my God, we must stop them.
That Kelso,
that was used to defeat Donald Trump on November 3rd. But where are those FBI agents? Where did they go after they did their good job in Michigan at destroying the Patriot movement?
And their fingerprints are all over the human radiation experiments, along with the CIA.
Let me get more specific. Yeah, but they did, in fact, go to Washington, D.C. and work on the January 6th setup. Those same FBI agents. And bless his heart, Matt Gaetz, a Florida congressman from District Number 1, who the FBI is seeking ravenously to destroy, Matt Gaetz, with every kind of cooked up, fake, phony, false charges, lawfare, anything they can do to destroy Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz, he's got, and I'll use that term brass again, instead of the word that has a B and A and L and L and an S in it. Matt Gaetz has the brass to just keep on fighting. And he has pointed out, he showed up at the Washington prison where the totally innocent people have been held in solitary confinement for 7 months. Now, folks, I mean, where is America?
And God bless our Congress, because they are the people's grand jury. And whoever thinks that they're getting away with something by doing the wrong thing, it's all going to come back on you 10 times, 100 times. So just go ahead, roll over and tell the truth.
Yeah, I forget who all four of the Patriot congressmen were who were there at the D.C. prison, okay, gulag, where people have been held. It was Matt Gaetz, Louis Gohmert was there. There was a great, shame on me for forgetting her name. She was there, and they were trying to get in the door, and they are members of the Judiciary Committee and the Oversight Committee. It is their actual constitutional job and duty to oversee the prison system. And when they show up at a prison, they are not to be told by some punk, puke, communist prison warden that they can't come in the door. That's a dictatorship. They have the right to go through that door, go through that jail. They are congressmen and congresswomen whose job it is, at the highest classification level of classified information, which that punk prison warden communist does not have, to walk into her prison and take a look. And they wanted to take a look and see what was being done to these patriots. Now, look, folks, in case you have forgotten, because we're forgetting what our rights are. We're forgetting what the Bill of Rights are. You can't be held incommunicado in a prison in solitary confinement being beaten for 7 months. Not in America. That happens in Red China. It happens in Soviet Russia. Not even in present. They don't do that in Russia today. That happens in Cuba today. That happens in communist countries. This is communism. We have communism right now in Washington, D.C., and this is at the command of Nancy Pelosi. These people are held there at the command of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Folks, we have a communist nation, a communist government right now. Now, what I'm going to go to, Dr. Kelly, in just a moment, Dr. Bambi, the Soros Slayer, I'm going to go to the messaging from Donald Trump this week, and he has repeatedly during the week in his messages. He can't do the tweets anymore that were being viewed by more than 100 million people. He says the phrase communist Democrats. And he's Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, Harris. These are communists, folks. They're not liberals.
So, Kelso, I'm reading right now, I got Subversives, the FBI's war on student radicals and Reagan's, you know, all the stuff that went on at Berkeley. And I think I figured out that I can win the $100, and I want to send it to RBN. So you, like, with $115, you get the coffee mug and the T-shirt. And I think that Sarah Palin in The Undefeated, I think that they called out the commies as well. And so there is one other man or woman saying it.
Well, what's
for that
new?
$100 bill you
what's
promised.
New? This wasn't true in Sarah Palin's you know, campaign. This wasn't, hadn't fully, I mean, it was happening. I think the communists had taken over the FBI by the time Palin was running. But so yes, you're right. But the what is new here? And Donald Trump is calling them out. Donald Trump is identifying, he's telling the truth here. The FBI is not a patriot organization. It is not a law enforcement operation. It is, in fact, a branch of the Communist Party USA. Let's just be plain about it, folks. The Democrat Party is the Communist Party USA. No ands, ifs, or buts. There's no hyperbole. There's no exaggeration. Sorry, David. Tell your buddy George Soros that's not exaggeration. Tell your communist buddy George Soros there's no exaggeration in calling all of these people communists. And what they're doing to America, the open borders, the spending trillions upon trillions of dollars, bankrupting the country, ruining us, exposing us to Red China, crawling on the ground to the Red Chinese dictators. This is communist, communist, communist. It's not liberal. It's not just left wing. It's
it's so huge, Kelso. They're using FBI, CIA, NIH, AMA, American Medical Association.
Okay, now
they're
using
the boogeyman of China, of Russia, and of North Korea to inject radioactive isotopes into people. I'm really pissed. It happened before
well, now,
I
hang
was.
Hang on, Dr. Charlie. Hang on. Here's what I asked you to do. You know, injecting radioactive isotopes into people. Let's go with what we know. Okay, we know this is a fact. And when you stay just to the facts that the whole audience has to, they can read it themselves. They can't read any article right now, you know, undeniable that the AMA wants to inject radioisotopes into people. That's we don't need to go there, okay, because then we lose our credibility. Today, the headline from the AMA today, from their board of directors or whatever it is, their top group, they have stated they don't want birth certificates in America any longer to state whether you were born a male or a female. They want gender removed from the birth certificate. Now, folks, this is communism. That you're not when somebody tells you part of what Saul Alinsky talked about, part of what Karl Marx and all the communists talks about, they want to disorient you. George Orwell talks about it in 1984. Disorient you, destroy your culture, destroy your morale. Tell you, if you're a man, you're not a man, really. Or a woman, you could be something else. You could be an X. You could be a this and that. You could be an L, a G, Q, B, T, Q, Y, M, X, Y, Z. It's to demoralize you. No, we're all born a man or a woman. Period, from the beginning of time to the end of time. No ands, ifs, or buts. They want to demoralize. Here it is, the AMA. These are people who've been through medical school. I asked a doctor recently how long he had studied. I think it was a dentist. He said it was 12 years. 12 years of study of anatomy, of, you know, biology, of chemistry, of everything. My God, how do these guys do it? To come out of all of that and then say, you don't think that men are men and women are women? Come on. This is goofball. This is worse than goofball. It's communist.
And
the AMA did this today. The AMA did this today. They did it today. And folks, this is communism happening in our country. So let me, now, Dr. Kelly, let me read this. Let me read the great one, the president. Let me read, and he is our current president. He did win the election by a lot. Okay, here is his message on Thursday. Here's what he wrote to us. Under the weak leadership of Mitch McConnell, Senate Republicans continue to lose. He lost Arizona. He lost Georgia. He ignored election fraud, and he doesn't fight. Now he's giving Democrats everything they want and getting nothing in return. No deal is better than a bad deal. Fight for America, not for special interests and radical Democrats. Now listen to this last sentence, because this is the theme of today's show. And the theme is the last two words of this sentence. They're being uttered by our leader, folks, Donald Trump. Rhinos are ruining America, right alongside communist Democrats. That's it right there. That man who can say that truth to all of us, that is our leader. And he's nailed it right there. Rhinos are ruining America. And notice that Donald Trump understands the gravity of the situation. When I said we're in the water with the shark circling us, and you can relate to that surfer metaphor, Dr. Kelly.
I got a new design of a board. It's a camel toes on the camel nose will be the new company.
Okay. But you can relate to what I'm saying. Wouldn't you rather be in the water? You see, I've been in the water when there were sharks. Wouldn't you rather be in the water with some shark fins out there than in the situation America's in right now?
Yeah, when you're fishing up scallops and abalone back in the day over on Catalina, yeah, there's sharks everywhere, especially on the
windward
side.
Yeah, it's scary. It's scary. I'm not saying I want to be in the water with sharks. I've touched sharks in the water inadvertently, kicked them with my foot, okay, under my board. But the it's scary. But it's not as scary as the situation we're in now. And as scary as, yeah, it's not as scary. So, David, you're out to lunch, buddy. And
there's nobody at the wheel.
Rhinos are ruining America. Well, but it's worse than that, Dr. Kelly. I wish there were nobody at the wheel. That would be so much better. And this is where, Sean Hannity has been getting it wrong for a while. I mean, I love Sean Hannity, but he's got some areas where he can tune it up a little bit. One is he constantly refers to Joe Biden as being sleepy Joe Biden, who doesn't know what's going on. In other words, there's nobody at the wheel, nobody at the controls. No. Joe Biden knows what he's doing. He's not just suffering dementia and somebody else is telling him what to say. No, when he gets on camera and he utters his most vicious, most telling communist statements are made when he's speaking extemporaneously and is not working off of talking points. When he cuts loose on his own, that's when you hear the worst communist crap from Joe Biden. That is Joe Biden. He is a communist. He's not just an opportunist or an empty suit. It's much worse than that. The people in control right now, the people in control of the AMA, of the CDC, of the Justice Department, of the FBI, of big tech, of Wall Street, these people are communists. They're communists, and this is how bad the situation is. And we're in the last. Dan Bongino talks about it correctly when he says, you know, the clock is ticking down to midnight, folks, like that old clock that the atomic scientists used to have. It's 10 minutes to midnight, or 1 minute to midnight, or 2 seconds to midnight, than when they were campaigning against nuclear weapons. Well, we've got our own clock ticking right now, folks, and it is close to midnight. We are at the beyond the 11th hour, and if the Democrats succeed in the bills they have right now, if Mitch McConnell lets them through by being the wuss that he is, and maybe worse. I mean, McConnell, his wife is Elaine Chao. Yes, Elaine Chao, as in red Chinese Chao. Her father, James Chao, operates with the blessings of the People's Liberation Army of China and gets all of his many millions of dollars from the People's Liberation Army of China. That's the only place you can get money in communist China. You know, anybody that gets some money in China and steps out of line, doesn't follow the strict directions of the People's Liberation Army, you know what happens to them, Dr. Kelly? Boop! You're gone. They disappear. They disappear.
Yeah, my, what a lovely liver and lungs you have.
Yeah, you just disappear. They kill you. Yeah, they kill you. This is murder. This is the basements of the Lubyanka prison in Bolshevik Russia. That's what we've got going. We've got Joe Biden is dealing with a communist dictatorship where they harvest the organs of living, healthy people by the thousands. And they've made a business out of it. And they have millions of people in concentration camps. No, it's not disputed. It's not. It's simply suppressed. It's censored. It's not allowed. YouTube won't allow it. Twitter won't allow it. Facebook won't allow it. DNC won't cover it. CNN won't cover it. We don't see anything. Nothing's going on. There's nothing here. Just us patriots with our very, very...
And here's your solution, dude. TLBtalk.com. TLB, the Liberty Beacon, talk.com. The beauty of that got launched around the 5th of July. And a lot of good people, a lot of RBNers on there, a lot of hosts, a lot of good stuff getting posted up okay. Where it won't get censored.
Good. All right. Well, all right. Now, that's something, by the way, you folks out there in our audience, I'm going to go back to reading Donald Trump's messages to us here, because this week, I've already got three messages lined up where he refers to the Democrats as the communist Democrats. Now, folks, do you realize how unpolitically incorrect or incorrect that is? To refer to the Democrats as the communist Democrats? No one's done that. Can you imagine George Bush referring to the communist Democrats or Dick, I never saw a war I didn't like, Cheney, or his daughter Liz? You that would never emit from the lips of any previous Republican rhino. Donald Trump is the first. He broke the mold. And now let me read you a couple more, Dr. Kelly. Just hang on, and we've got I'm just checking my messages here, make sure I don't have another caller trying to get in, Dr. Bambi, the Sorrow Slayer. All right, so now let's go to the previous message from Donald Trump. Let's see if he talks about them again. Now, he has two phrases for Democrats, communist Democrats, and he has another phrase just to mix it up. He will also use the three-word phrase, radical left Democrats. So listen to this. Hard to believe our Senate Republicans are dealing with the radical left Democrats in making a so-called bipartisan bill on so-called infrastructure. Now we'll come right back to that. Stay with me, Dr. Kelly. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is